Anybody still remembers what we used to call inflation? What happened to it?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as a large number of other businesses. The Fed also was not all that active during the early months of the Great Recession, as they were solving the problem of a number of relevant banking data showing significant alarms by changing the definition of variables and thus removing the alarms. Easy, no? The Fed eventually discovered that the alarms were for real, and switching them off was not the best response. To its credit, it then went to town on raising the money supply and helping many banks fend off bankruptcy. By January 2009, the monetary base was more than doubled. The Fed has been continuing to push high-powered money into the economy way after the official end of the Great Recession. And currently, monetary base is almost four times its pre-recession level. Despite pushing all this money into the system, inflation is exceptionally tame. Many monetarists of the 1970s and 80s are turning in their graves as they theorized, affirmed, and predicted that large increases in money supply will be translated into hyperinflation in a relatively short period of time. We, however, don't have inflation. At 1.5%, this is much closer to deflation rather than anything resembling hyperinflation. What gives? The Great Recession does. The economy is so badly battered that the velocity of money, that is, the rate of circulation of money, has crashed. And while a lot more money is in the economy, since it is circulating a lot slower than it used to, you're having low inflation. As the recovery gets its running legs back, one of the first things that is going to happen is increase in the velocity of money. This increase will set off a number of alarms at the Fed. Should they not shut them off again, they will then start pumping the extra money out of the economy. They have a multitude of tools to do this. However, all of them will result in higher interest rates. The Fed doubled the money supply in 5 months in 2008. Don't expect the contraction to be anywhere that hurried. However, the tighter monetary policy is a certainty. The questions are, when are they going to start and how hard are they going to push on the brakes? This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. For more information, visit wdiy.org.